Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with the legendary Herb Tyler. We at Acme Oyster House, and it's 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. So we'll be here until 12:30, and then we'll hand it off to the LSU Radio Network. And at 2:30, kickoff time between the Oklahoma Sooners, the LSU Tigers.
Yes, sir.
And the Sooners, they got one hell of a defense. I'm just telling you, if you haven't watched them play, it's not all about John Mateer. It's about how good that front seven is, and their secondary has really played well since that Ole Miss game. And certainly we on the Lane Kiffin watch, and Herb and I started the show with it and said it a couple of times. We are waiting on the official word, but people we've talked to at LSU feel very confident that they have a deal done with Lane. But like I say, he ain't used that Grandpa Munster pin, and that it might be invisible. So let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Brian Haldane, who does a great job, 107.3 here in Baton Rouge. Brian and I go way back, so it's been a while since we talked. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
It has been a minute, Mike. I appreciate you having me on today.
Thanks so much. Brian, from everything you've been able to hear from people sort of in the know, or maybe out of the know, because ain't nobody knows but Lane. Your thoughts, first of all, will Lane Kiffin come to LSU? And secondly, the impact it'll have, because he's like the prettiest gal in the room now. He got everybody wanting to go on the date with him, and he got his choice of where to go. But I know LSU's been a school that he has always wanted to coach at, feels as though he could win a national championship here at LSU. So your thoughts on the Lane Kiffin situation?
Well, you said it yourself on the way in. The only person that knows 100% for sure is Lane Kiffin. I don't even know if he knows 100% for sure. Right now, everybody's about an 80 to 85% range, right? That's it looks like all systems go. But, I mean, if you back things up a little bit, you know, as it stands right now, Ole Miss is an Auburn win away from being in the SEC championship, which will put them one win away from being, you know, a playoff team with a bye in the first round, which would have them primed for a national championship. I don't think when folks mapped out the whole playoff structure, anybody ever saw this as a scenario where a team could come in as a top three or four seed and be losing their coach at the same time. But, I mean, Mike, I don't see a way that it's not Lane Kiffin at this point at LSU. I don't see a way that he packs up unpacks his current, you know, leanings right now. It feels like all systems go.
Yeah, Brian, I think one of the things that has to change, and I think it will next year, is the calendar itself. In that you can't have all this going on as, you know, conference championships are being played and the decisions on who will get into that top 12. It has been a cluster, you know what, And then you got National Signing Day this coming Wednesday. You know, and so everybody's trying to position himself. And while Lane Kiffin is stealing all the kind of headlines, okay, the guy right down the road from us, you know, and John Sumrall, he's in the two spot because whatever happens with Lane is going to affect him too, or maybe it already has, to be honest.
Well, and it's looking like, well, more folks are saying Sumrall to Florida. Looks like it could be a thing. But, yeah, I mean, you mentioned signing day coming up on Wednesday. I mean, think about that. If what's weighing on Lane's heart right now is not wanting to leave a team in a playoff run, well, that SEC championship game is right in the middle of signing or right after signing day. He can't go back to Keith Carter and say, give me one more week to see how this plays out, because you're going to miss signing day at that point on both ends, the LSU end and the Ole Miss end. So, the calendar itself is jacked up.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible the way they've set this up. And come on, they got bright people working for the NCAA. Well, I say that, but I really don't know. How could you have not figured that this scenario would happen? And for people that, you know, their deal is about Lane Kiffin and the way he is, okay, he's always been that way. But, you know, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Hate the game.
Because they've set him up and set up others to do the exact same thing because of the way the calendar is set up in, with the NCAA, who's now, since they're starting to lose control, Ryan, I'll be honest with you, I think they could give them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Care less about what happens with college football.
Yeah.
I think once they lost control of it, they could care less what happens. And they like the chaos of what's happening since they've lost a lot of that power in basically to the presidents and also to the commissioners of all these conferences.
100%, Mike. I mean, it's a, like reminiscent of the junk bonds of the late 80s, right?
Yes, I mean, very much.
Way too good, but the sustainability is not there. How do you tell all the players that are, or the, all the people that are currently involved, to give up short-term dollars for long-term sustainability? I don't know that they get the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah, I agree with you. On today's game, which is now not even in the first front, it's like third front, LSU, Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma's playing for something here.
That's right.
LSU.
And LSU's playing for the spoiler, right?
They could be a spoiler here. We've seen this offense. It's not like in the last week of the season this all going to come together.
No.
Now, again, we've seen some crazy stuff happen because it is rivalry week, and not that Oklahoma-LSU has been much of a rivalry game at all because they just played last year entering the SEC. But your thoughts on LSU and what would have to happen for the Tigers to pull off the upset tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, over Oklahoma?
One or two plays. I mean, it's I never thought I'd see the day where LSU football would have a 36.5 point total, and I never thought that I'd see the day where I'd want to take the under on it.
And take it.
Yeah, and take it.
I mean, when you've got a game that's that potentially that low scoring and you've got 30 mile per hour. By the way, Norman, Oklahoma, per the National Weather Service, Norman, Oklahoma is under a wind advisory this afternoon. So you could see wind gusts in the 40 to 45 mile per hour range. I mean, that will have a definite effect on the game itself. They had a little bit of rain this morning, but nothing that affected the field. But when you've got a game that is projected to be under 35, 36.5 points, one or two plays, one busted play that puts Michael Van Buren in the end zone could be a huge difference. I mean, I see it coming out probably 17-6 before it's all said and done. But it's really not that, like, Oklahoma has a very small margin of error to keep it together.
Yeah, that defense is really, really good. And, you know, they can rely on that to help them. They don't need a ton of points to beat LSU. And when you've seen the last couple of weeks how LSU, really all year, they've really struggled to put any points up. Herb?
No, you're absolutely right. Brian, you know, I do want to go back to the coaching search again. You know, we kind of talked a little bit about it before in a couple of previous hours. But if Lane decides to say, you know what, I'm going to stay at Ole Miss, what is LSU's next move? What do you think that is?
Panic.
Actually, it's Tevi Drinkwitz would be the answer. I understand Eli Drinkwitz is kind of the second favorite, but he's staying put, as I understand it. You'd have to go back to square one. I personally love John Summerall. He is hungry. He is unbelievably smart. He's an unbelievably good coach. But it would be putting all the lottery balls back in the hopper. I don't. There's a lot. Everything's riding on Lane at this point. It's like all the chips are in for this hand.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brian. I do think if something would happen and this falls apart in the, you know, the 11th hour, then I think you got to make that phone call to John and his agent and say, hey, look, we know we didn't love you before, but boy, we fell in love with you now real quick. And just take that little trip right up the road. And in doing this show with Coach Summerall for the last couple of years, he is such a different personality than what Brian Kelly is. He's direct. He's straight. He'll tell you what he thinks. He's funny, and he's a defensive-oriented coach.
Yeah.
He's sort of an old-school coach for a 41-year-old guy. I mean, he got a lot of old-school kind of tendencies to him, and he pushes his players hard, but they love him because he loves them. And I think it shows out on that football field.
You can definitely see it.
I completely agree. And lean towards the defense, and he has an expectation where forget about NIL dollars, forget about revenue sharing, forget about all the treatment that athletes get. He wants more out of his men to be better men. And at the end of the day, that, like, you're going to get more out of them because that's what the players want too. They want someone who's going to tell them the truth and make them excel.
Brian, here's the crazy part. Maybe within 72 hours, we'll have Lane Kiffin, the head coach at LSU, and Marshall Faulk as the head coach at Southern. Boy, could you have made that prediction 3 months ago? Man, you could have got pretty good odds on that.
No, how unbelievable is that? What a get for Southern University.
Right.
This is a time where they need it. This season has been particularly tough on the Jaguar Nation. I mean, not to distract from all the headlines from LSU, but this has been a rough go of it for Southern this year. The Jaguar Nation is very, very loyal, and they've been feeling that sting.
All I know is Marshall at one time, he was not great with the media. He didn't really like to do interviews, didn't really like to talk, in different venues. Then one thing changed him. Retirement. And they hired him at the NFL Network. And then all of a sudden now, he loves it. It reminded me of my old friend Rick Venturi. Rick coached almost 30 years in the NFL, various places. And so when he retired, Ronnie tells me, Michael, I'm going to just tell you right now, never, never will I get into the media. 4 months later, he calls me. He's like, guess what? He said, The Colts have hired me. I'm doing the color stuff for the radio for the Indianapolis Colts. I was like, what? He said, yeah, and I got a radio show I do twice a week. I was like, wait a minute. What's about that thing never? He said, well, never ended yesterday.
Yesterday.
He said, I signed up. It goes to show how, you know, a lot, man, I'm never going to be in the media, never do that kind of stuff. And guess where they end up? Back in the media.
It's like being bit by the theater bug as soon as you step on stage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes,
bud.
Sir.
Great to hear your voice again. Do a great job at 107.3 and covering a myriad of topics that mostly in Baton Rouge, but also you cover the area here too in New Orleans and Metairie and Kenner. And one day I'm going to get you all caught up on what's happening on the bayou. How about that?
I need the update, Mike. Always appreciate it. Thanks for the shout.
Thanks so much, Brian Haldane. Does a great job. Also, Brian's involved with LSU Properties, and you hear him on different outlets for the LSU Tigers. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.